Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent and the Most Merciful. All praise be to Allah, who illuminated our hearts with the light of Iman and acquainted us with the secrets of the prophetic hadith, the Ahlul Bayt, and the noble Quran. I begin this series of lectures and podcasts called The Revival of the Hearts. And the reason it's called the revival of the hearts is because of the importance that Allah has placed on the hearts in the Holy Quran, where He has mentioned it more than 132 times. And He warns us of the dangers of letting our hearts become hardened. He warns us of the dangers of what happens to those who don't pay attention to their hearts. But then He also tells us that only in His remembrance do hearts find rest. There's an ayah in the Quran which He says that there will be the day where one's wealth nor children will be of any benefit except the one who comes to Allah with a sound heart. إِلَّا مَنْ أَطَاءَ اللَّهَ بِقَلْبِ السَّلِيمِ. This is something that's very important for us to understand. And this is why I made this podcast today, to explore the importance of keeping our hearts pure in a world full of distractions and hardships. Our hearts are like a compass guiding us towards what truly matters in life. And it's crucial that we take care of our hearts. In today's fast-paced world, it's so easy to lose sight of what's important and get caught up in all the noise. It's very, very easy. So we must ask ourselves, how can we keep our hearts pure in this world today of social media, glamour, fast-paced life? This is the key thing that we have to ask ourselves. Have you ever felt lost, disconnected from the world, disconnected even from the Creator, disconnected even from yourself, just going through the motions? Have you ever felt that you're just going through the motions in life without any sense of purpose or direction? You know, Imam Ali Islam has a saying, says that people are just following and going along with the winds. Where the wind blows, they go. Are you one of those people? Do you feel that you're in that sense, that state of senseless motion? You know, one day I used to watch, back when I used to work in Manhattan, I used to watch the people from the buildings I used to work at from the top, and I used to see the people just going left and right in a state of commotion, in a state of heedlessness, in a state of ghafla. And this is one of the things that I wanted to escape, to bring purpose to life, to have direction, not just be in a state of motion. It's one of the reasons it inspired me to actually go to the Hausa. Now, you're not alone if you feel this way, because it's a common feeling to feel distracted, to feel disconnected in this world today, especially bombarded with so many distractions. Social media, all the social medias that you have, work, life, everything. There's many distractions today that come at you. But there is hope. There is hope for you to always take control of your life. Have a sense of purpose in life. Define what is your sense of purpose. That's the most important thing. You know, once there was a man who came to a wise scholar and he asked him, I feel like my heart has become hardened and disconnected from the world. How can I soften it and make it feel alive? So the scholar told him, he says, I think of your heart as a garden. Just as a garden needs to be tended to, your heart needs attention too. Plant good seeds and remove the weeds of negativity. Once you remove those weeds of negativity, your heart will blossom into a beautiful garden of peace and tranquility. And what he's telling us here is that's so important because our heart reflects what's inside of it. If you put inside love in your heart, you will only emulate love. If you put inside hatred, you will give out hatred. One day, Nabi Isa alayhi salam was walking and people were taunting him. And he would reply back with goodness. So the companions asked him, how can you reply back with goodness? And he says something very powerful. He says that a man can only give from what's inside his purse. Meaning, what you put inside your heart is what will come out of it. And this is why it's so crucial that we pay attention to what comes inside our hearts. You know, once we start to focus on the positive things in life, like spending time with our loved ones, doing acts of kindness, focusing on what's important, spending time and building our relationship with our Creator. This is what will help us in our hearts feel alive again, slowly but surely. You will feel more connected to the world around you. You will not feel disconnected. Because in today's world, it's so easy to get disconnected and overwhelmed and feel helpless and all that's going around the world around us today. But you're not helpless. You can make a difference in this world. You can make a difference in your life. You have a sense of purpose. God made you. Your every single eyelash, fingerprints, every single hair on your head was purposely put, designed, miraculously designed by the best of creators, our God, for a purpose. You are not meant to be in this life as someone who just goes through the motions. You are meant to be in this life as someone with a purpose, someone who will fulfill this purpose in this life. So remember that even amongst all noise and distractions, you can find joy and meaning. But it's all about perspective. By focusing on the positive things in life, like the love of our family, the love of our loved ones, we can change our perspective and feel connected to the world around us. Focusing on the beauty of nature, for example, or even just the most simple pleasures of life, we can keep our hearts pure and connected to what truly matters. You know, and Allah says in the Holy Quran, in Surah Al-Yunus, He says that surely most people are heedless of our signs. La ghafilun, that means they are in a state of heedlessness, ghafila. And ghafila is one of the most greatest obstacles in maintaining and increasing one's faith. Because once you're in a state of ghafla, you are indifferent and careless to everything around you. It's something that will destroy you from within. It's a spiritual disease that controls the heart and takes it over slowly. You don't even realize you entered a state of ghafla. That's when you lose all sense of purpose and you just start going through the motions in life. But it's something that you can change. It's something that you can get out of. Imam Ali alayhi salam has said that, oh man, what has emboldened you to commit sins? What has deceived you about your God? And what has made you satisfied with the destruction of yourself? What has made you satisfied with the destruction of yourself? Is there no cure for your ailments or awakening from your sleep? In Nahjul Balagha, he says this. Is there no awakening from your sleep? All of us have to wake up from the state of ghafla that we're in today. For this life is not about going through the motions. You were made for a purpose in this life. And that's something that you must discover and something you must snap out of and start living your life in every moment with a purpose. you can destroy this state of ghafla. Soften your hearts and bring your heart back to life again, slowly, slowly. Because once you go into a state of ghafla, you lose the perception of right and wrong. You just go with the wind, wherever it takes you, whatever feels good. But this is not what we were created for. We were created with a purpose. And ghafla, it must be treated early. And one of the best ways to get out of this ghafla is, number one, is by the remembrance of God. Because as Allah says in the Quran, only through His remembrance do your hearts find true contentment and rest. Because the remembering Allah fights heedlessness by softening the heart and turning it towards God. It makes the person pay attention to his faith, to his creator, to the realities of faith. As Imam Ali alayhi salam has said, whoever remembers Allah enlivens his heart and enlightens his intellect and understanding. And you can use any form of dhikr, the remembrance of God that you like, any dua, any surah, any munajat, anything that you feel connected to, this will help you revive your heart. And this is very important because it's also important to remember that sometimes you may feel specially connected to a certain dua or munajat or surah. Whatever works for you, utilize it. Because that's what will inspire your heart and help it come back to life and bring it closer to our Creator. So that's something that's very, very important for us to understand. Secondly, remember death. Because this will help us put everything into perspective. You know, there's a saying from Allama Tabatabai, he says that when you go to the ocean and you put your finger in the ocean and you take it out, this little drop of water that remains, that little drop of water is this life. But that entire ocean is the akhirah. Now, would you give up the entire ocean for a little drop of water in your hand? Remember that we are here for a temporary time. We are preparing our hearts for a life full of eternity. And you do not want to leave this life with a heart that's not content of God. So remember this. As Imam Ali Islam has said that, I advise you to remember death and to lessen your ghafla towards it and your heedlessness towards it. Because death is not heedless of you. So why should you be heedless of that which is not heedless of you? So remember this. Remember these sayings, these hadiths, these verses of the Quran about heedlessness, so that you can snap out of this cycle and wake up and live your life with the purpose you're meant to live. Because God has says in the Quran, "Inna Allah wa inna Allah iraji'un." For surely, from Allah we have come, but to Him we will return. But lucky are those individuals who return to Him in this life while they're alive. While they wake up from their ghafla, they realize their true purpose, they realize the beauty of God is all around us. You know, when Imam Ali Islam was asked, "How do you worship a Lord you do not see?" What did he say? He says, "I do not worship a Lord I do not see, for I see God all around me through the realities of faith." So you also must wake up and live your life and achieve the potential that you've been given. So wake up.